Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the Power Hour. I am your host filling in. It is Sheila Zielinski, and the call-in number for the folks is 844-769-2944. Sorry about, again, if you're just tuning in, my rough voice. I'm in BC, Canada, in this socialist hellhole, the pits of hell that it is. Socialist Canada in BC, Vancouver, by the way. You think California's bad? You ain't seen nothing. So anyway, the call-in number, 844-769-2944. A lot of forest fires, smoke here in the BC interior. And so, sorry about the rough voice. I don't normally sound like Tony Curtis, so I apologize. We have Chad from the Lone Star State of Texas is in the house. Welcome to the program, Chad. What's on your mind?
Well, thank you. I just want to let everybody know, thank you, Sheila. I've listened to you for years with Steve Quill and the Hagelin Report, and it's always awesome to hear your voice. You have a lot of knowledge for everyone. That's for sure. But I wanted to let everybody know that I actually had the COVID-19 in April of 2020, and I was able to beat it by using the supplements, a lot of them that I purchased from the Power Hour.
Wow.
One of the things that really stopped the cytokine storm in my lung tissue was the oil of oregano. And then the next day I used a Z-Pak. You know, I noticed that you can't really go into that in depth because, you know, it's not a medical show. But I was a therapist for 27 years, and it does work. My concern was that I was quarantined after that about a year later. Because I called a PA because I was trying to get a mineral dose pack because I had another issue when I was sick. But she quarantined me, and she told me, bottom line, that antibiotics don't work. Now, that's not true. And we know that. So, I mean, like I said, this show is not about medical advice, right? It never has. But what happened in regard to the vaccines that you talked about, the kill shots, is that my son, who's in construction, you know, and he has a very good job, the people that he's around, they were vaccinated, and he got sick from that. So this Delta variant, I think, is coming from the viral shedding from the people that are vaccinated. He got sick, and then my younger son, who lives with me, still, because he's actually becoming a paramedic, he got sick.
Yeah,
from it, and got his throat was. He had all the. I can't remember the name of it. There's a virus that comes that they said it escapes me. But anyway, he was sick after that, and then he gave it to me.
No,
I had to deal with all that. Yeah, so the people, like, when they're talking about the viral shedding, that actually does happen. I mean, that I can confirm that. Okay, so
absolutely.
I just wanted to call in and let everybody know that if you can stay away from people and also supplement yourself with the, you know, the products that the Power has, then you can probably beat this. I mean, you're still going to get, you may get sick, but you can overcome it. Because with
I'd like to weigh in there, and I'd like you to stay on for a minute. First of all, thank you. And by the way, wonderful Texan. Where are you at in Texas, by the way, Chad? And I want to just say a few thoughts I have.
Argyle, Texas. I'm kind of outside of Dallas.
Dallas, Fort Worth. Okay. Well, yeah, here's the deal. So it's not about staying away from people. It's not about socially distancing and all these mantras, tantras. Stand together by standing apart. No. All that is straight up witchcraft. People have to understand that this is all a planned demic. It never was about the COVID. It was always about bringing in the vaccine. It had never had anything to do with a scam demic, a planned demic, pick your name. Even if there was a deadly Wuhan virus, people would be dropping dead like flies. So here's the deal, Chad. It's really about being healthy first of all, we didn't get here overnight, folks. This stuff has been coming since Karl Marx, really. And we're talking 1800s, Frederick Engels, Communist Manifesto, flash forward to the 1930s, flash forward to the 1960s. Then let's go to the United Nations Rio Summit, Maurice Strong, Gorbachev, the Ark of the Covenant. They actually called this Canada's commitment to Earth worship. This didn't just spring out of COVID, folks. We've been getting slowly acclimated like a frog in the boiling water for decades. Decades, probably even, I mean, hundreds of years they've been planning this. So if you were not the picture of health going into COVID, you know, it's really important now. That's where I think fasting and prayer really comes in, guys, because listen, God invented a little thing called your immune system, and they want you, you know, dousing yourself with vats of this poisonous hand sanitizer and wearing these stupid masks, muzzled up. Get rid of these masks, folks. Get them off your kids.
Oh, I totally agree with that, for sure.
But here's something, Chad. We need to also, in addition to, you know, you say Z-Pak, we got to be very careful with antibiotics because they kill all the good bacteria. And let's not forget, when it comes to bacterial versus viral kinds of issues, there's never been a vaccine in the history of something like the COVID virus. So, I mean, wouldn't this be unbelievable if there never was anything? It was all about bringing in the vaccine, the boosters, the, now we got all the variants, the, like I said, alpha, beta, delta, gamma, theta. It sounds like you can't even make that up. But what is really interesting, Chad, is when you take things like vitamin C, massive amounts of vitamin C, you would be very surprised with, when you take zinc, when you take potassium iodide, you just talked about the cytokine storm, oil of oregano. Mm-hmm.
Don't forget D3. Yeah.
Well,
D3
K2 is important. You should talk to, you know, the Power Hour people, and to Dr. Ted Brower out of Tampa Bay has lots of stuff, but I'm going to tell you something. I use Ted's products. Dr. Ted's a good friend. I'll tell you something. His black seed oil, they apparently this stuff cures everything except death. And I'm not kidding. I take it every day. It tastes nasty, but I mean, I just swig back orange juice. I mean, it makes apple cider vinegar taste really good. And it is some nasty. I mean, it is worse than drinking apple cider vinegar shots with oil of oregano straight up. I mean, it's very nasty stuff, but if you can get by, I mean, I wish they had it in a tablet, but get yourself on that black seed oil. I think it dates back thousands of years. But guys, always pray over your products. Do you know how many witches are poisoning these lotions, potions? Ladies, you wear makeup in the morning, you have face creams, night cream, you know, whatever, these staying young and looking gorgeous creams. Well, guess what? Witches are always, I know this for a fact because I interviewed a former witch. Mary Lake was in the know, and she wrote that book, I did a series called What Every Witch Doesn't Want Christians to Know. They curse all these products. So all you got to do is a simple 2-second prayer. Father God, I ask you to bless, cleanse, and sanctify this product in Jesus' name. You should be doing a cleansing prayer in your house. Who knows what you have in your house? Hopefully Grandpa's Freemason ring isn't in the bottom of a box somewhere, but there is very charged objects. I mean, you guys listen to Russ Dizdar, guys like that. We should be praying everything over a saltine cracker. We should be praying over if you get food and you like the 1-year food storage, pray over it. Like, we should be praying all the time, Chad. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. The power of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is profound. Yep.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time, Sheila, and I appreciate it.
Well, Chad, let us at least put you on hold. Talk to Todd. I know you said you don't read much, but listen, you got to get power prayers, or I'll just sign and copy and you can bless somebody with it. How about that?
Okay, no problem. And thank you. And I appreciate everything you've done over the years. I've watched you for a long time. Thank you. Or listen to you.
Well, God bless Texas. Well, God bless the Lone Star State. You guys got some.
Well, for sure. Yes. I mean, there's still people here that are holding the line for all of you. And I hope you hold the line for us.
What do you think of your governor right now? You got to love, by the way, Florida's Ron DeSantis. Wow.
DeSantis rocks. rocks. He is the best. But Abbott kind of had to catch up to him a little bit because he was, you know, DeSantis took the limelight and he deserved it. So Abbott's trying to catch up right now. Yep, you're exactly right.
Well, that's right. DeSantis, there's a real man for you if you ever want a real politician. I mean, that man is a Christian. He's not ashamed of it. He is not ashamed of the gospel. And I'll tell you something, that boy, we need to be lifting him up in prayer. And Abbott, too, of course, I mean,
yes,
you know, please. Some people think he's kind of a gutless flip-flopper. But me personally, you know, I mean, I think really he's got a tough state. I think at some point, you know, if they implement these vaccine passports, I think the South will rise again myself. They're fixing to have another hoedown over there. So what do you think, Chad? Am I way off or what?
You actually are not. I mean, okay. Unfortunately, everybody here is prepared for that, but that's the last thing we would ever want in this state because we love people, all people. And we're not stupid. We don't ride horses to work. We don't do all that. We're very educated, but we hope for this country that all this stops because everybody needs to love the Lord and everybody needs to work together and you know, to find some kind of communion together with each other because everything's so divided right now and we all know that and we don't want that here.
No.
Not at all. So God bless you, Sheila, and I'll let you go. Okay?
Thanks, Chad. Thank you, sir. Stay on the line with Todd and he's going to take your information, Chad. We'll get power prayers out too. Well, you just heard it, folks, from Chad, and he said something very astute. This is a very salient point he made, that we're divided. But listen, we don't have to be, because I think it's really incumbent upon the listeners today to really start. You know, my dad, I've got to tell you this, and this is really all you have to say. My father died of brain cancer 2 years ago, and I want to tell you, he was an amazing man. I mean, you'd want to talk about men weeping at a funeral, grown men. Like, he was a John Wayne meets Clint Eastwood. He was a man's man. He could tell stories few men could tell. He was an incredible man. Men, cowboys, and farmers, and ranchers, and oil workers, and our family wept at that man's funeral. There was 3,000 people packed into that little church. It had standing room only. The pastor said, I've never seen. This church has never been packed out like that for any sermon. So my dad was a really, truly remarkable man. And his father stormed the beaches and got shot up with shrapnel. And they asked him when he was 70 years old, you'll find this kind of interesting. They said to my decorated veteran grandfather, and a shout out today to all the veterans, we always should be supporting our veterans. Shame on us for not supporting our veterans. We should all hang our bloody heads in shame for not supporting our incredible veterans. Those guys didn't talk much about what happened over there, but I will tell you, I used to sit and listen to lots of stories in the old, I don't know if they call them this in the United States, I forget when I lived down there, but because I lived in southern states and I also lived in old, the left coast there out in California, and boy, oh boy, can anybody afford gas out there, by the way? You have to take out a second mortgage just to gas up. Well, we're $4 a gallon here in oh, Canada with Trudeau, D-O-P-E. And listen, he's right. The division's got to stop. But you know what? We got to pray that, because my grandfather, they weren't afraid of a internment camp. They fought Nazis at 19 years old. You know, in honoring the incredible, listen, America's not the first. And they say, oh, it's a first. It's America first. Maybe America first when it comes to the first bastion of freedom. Yeah. The first bastion. They say, oh, that's the last bastion of freedom. No, it wasn't. It was the first and only bastion of freedom. If the United States goes down, we're all toast. We might as well just pack our lunch and go off quietly into the night, like, and we'll become Venezuela. Oh, isn't that a picture of a socialist pits of hellhole that place is? Welcome to socialism, kids. Oh, all these kids want socialism. Do they even really know what socialism is? Do they really know that Hitler head up the National Socialist Party? Gee, I wonder if the kids know that. It wasn't your Stalin socialism. It wasn't your Lenin socialism. Karl Marx, folks, you better go read some history books. But my grandfather, decorated veteran Bruce Patterson that he was, when he got shot up with shrapnel, in fact, a doctor later said when he was 70 years old, he said, Bruce, you got really bad diabetes. Why didn't you get in the hospital sooner? When's the last time you saw a doctor? He said, Normandy. So that tells you, folks, I think a few of you will get a kick out of that. But anyway, we're going to take some more callers. We got, a half an hour left in the program. Come on, guys. You know, share some information. What's going on in your town? Give my voice a break. I'm just hauling down the lozenges here. The call-in number, guys, is 844-769-2944. Help Sheila. Help her voice. Todd will take your guys' calls. And we want to give out some books here, guys. Power Prayers, Technogeddon, The Coming Human Extinction. You want to hear what Steve Quayle had to say about the book? Wow. This is crazy. So when I come back from the break, I will literally go find the book. I'll read the back of it. And it is something else what he says in this twilight of human history. I totally demolish what you think you know about this transhumanism agenda. And folks, guess what? When you take that jab, well, I want to travel, Sheila. You know what? Would you rather travel or would you rather be dead? And we're maybe going to have to learn how to be translated. You know, we're going to have to start doing some supernatural living, folks. You know, everybody runs off to the supplements. They run off to the witch doctor. I mean, they just drop the word witch. I find that interesting. Listen, I'm not bashing doctors, but all this ubiquitous pharmacia, folks, everybody's hopped up on open anybody's mirror on a given day. I mean, they're on so much. They're on this for heart and that for this and this for, you know, statin drugs and this drug and that drug and drugs to come up, drugs to go down, sleeping pills, anxiety meds. Folks, Jesus Christ said two words, didn't he? Well, three. Peace be still. I mean, literally, we have to start using the Bible, folks. Get out your Bible. It's a supernatural book. And guess what? You've got the Holy Spirit as you're the writer of the book, helping guide you through it. And if you haven't broke out your Bible and it's collecting dust, well, shame on you guys. It is time to get with the program here, folks. What did H.L. Mencken say, by the way? What did he say about the urge to save humanity is almost always a false front for the urge to rule? We have some real demons at the helm, don't we? And the founders, you know, we just had July 4th. The U.S. founding fathers, they understood the urge and they used what? Death by a thousand cuts? No, the full Constitution to prevent control of the people by government. What did Thomas Paine write? In common sense, I mean, you'd think you'd get the year 1776. He said, this new world hath been the asylum for the persecuted lovers of civil and religious liberty from every part of Europe. You were under British rule, folks. Remember Paul Revere, the British are coming. Remember that? Hitler, we're talking about them fleeing just like, you know, the 19. I mean, look what he was doing. He was chance in West Virginia to hold that thought. They were boots, jackboot thugs marching across Europe. And look what happened, folks. D-Day. I mean, you can't believe that. Caller, welcome to the program, sir. You're on the air. What can I help you with?
Yes. Hello, Sheila. Can you hear me?
I can, sir. Yes.
Yes. I just tuned in. I happened to tune in about 10 minutes ago. I recognize your name from years ago. Were you on the shortwave radio, I believe, maybe?
Yeah, I'm still on a lot of shortwave, including WWCR. Yeah.
Oh, okay. When I heard your name, it struck a chord with me. I remember listening to you, and this is quite a while back when I used to listen to the shortwave. I was just curious. It's good to hear you on the show. It was a surprise for me. I haven't heard from you in quite a while.
Well, hello. It's been quite a while. Yeah, I mean, I've been on radio for 2 years.
I used to listen to you. I'm not quite sure, but I believe you were living in Idaho, maybe?
Well, I love Idaho, but no, I was not. But anyway.
I can't recall. I tuned in. Like I said, it was a pleasant surprise to hear you. I remember I used to enjoy your program when it was on the shortwave, when I did listen. Now I listen to you on the Global Star System satellite. You did mention now you're currently living in Canada, correct?
No, I'm in Canada. My mother is dying of four vaccines, a vaccine injury as we speak. She may not make it through the day. She actually became an instant quadriplegic for the first shot they gave her. And then they death paneled her up with three more and kind of sealed the deal now. So yep, that's a whole miracle prayer, that one. But, yes, I'm currently in Vancouver, Canada, left California to come out and be with my mother. Yes, sir.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry to hear that, Sheila. Keep her and you in my prayers. May I ask you how old your mama is?
She is born in 1950, I believe. So do the math. I'm not a math girl, but I think that's 71 in November, I believe. Yeah.
They take chances giving elderly people these shots. I can't believe it. It doesn't make sense.
No, not just shots, though. They gave her three Moderna, one is AstraZeneca, whatever the A1's called, I forget. One Johnson & Johnson. AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, and then followed up with the big old Pfizer. And, yeah, it's been really, truly frightening to watch someone just laying there, not responsive. The first one in 2009 made her a quadriplegic. So anyway, we're going to go to a break. Caller, will you stick around and you come back at the top of the break? The call-in number,
yes,
folks,
ma'am.
Call-in number, folks, 844-769-2944. I want to hear from you what's going on in your area. And then when you come back to the break, we're going to get into the Power Hour, last half an hour of Power Hour. And I want to back up.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
just recently we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregarisp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Filling in, it is Sheila Zielinski. Oh, I'm excited to take this next couple of callers. We have another Kansas caller, but I'm going to go over to Wisconsin to, I believe it's William is on the line. William, go ahead, brother. Got to get you to turn.
Hello?
Is this Ed from Kansas? Go ahead, you're on the Power Hour.
Yeah. Kansas City, Missouri, yes.
Yes, sir.
Two questions. You mentioned some oil. Is that black or flax seed? Spell it, please.
Okay, you bet. Black as in the color of Hillary Clinton's heart. B-L-A-C-K. Yes, sir. It's very dark, very dark. No,
yes.
I mean, honestly, apparently, I'm taking this stuff right now, and I'll tell you, it's an unbelievable product. And, of course, they just said on the break, kind of ironic to take probiotics. And, yes, everybody should be taking flora probiotics for good gut health. People need to go really, really check out the products at the Power Hour because they research the best products. So really check that out. But black seed oil is another thing that I have to add to my repertoire. And vitamin C is, listen – I'm telling you, Ted Brewer's got some, Dr. Ted's got awesome vitamin C. He's a good friend, and he gives it to his own family, and that stuff, that excellent C is very good. And I'll tell you, his protocol's good. The ones up at Power Hour, I really believe in natural products. I am not, you know, pharmakia, the word in the Greek is sorcery. And, we have a lot of sorcerers working for these. Now, again, I wasn't insulting any doctors earlier. I'm just saying there's a whole lot of people on stuff. You know, what happens if for a time we had to be in these concentration camps you know, or well, I mean, a lot of people just say, yeah, you can put a bullet in my head first. But Ed in Kansas, what would you do if you were not able to get your medication for a few days? I mean, we got to kind of think about this stuff, don't we?
Right, yes. The vitamin C, how many milligrams are, what size do you recommend?
Well, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not a doctor. I can just tell you what I take personally is about 3,000 milligrams. I just take 3,000 milligrams a day, and that's what I take. I'm not recommending anybody do that. You got to see what works for your body, but I really don't think you can OD on vitamin C. I think a lot of people go get vitamin C intravenously. I don't do that because I just can't find anybody that's good. Now, if I lived in Ron DeSantis country, I know exactly who I'd go to down there. But by the way, I want to hear from some Floridians this morning. Anybody in Florida, I'd love to hear from you too. But what do you notice that's the most pressing issue in Kansas right now, Ed? What's going on there, my friend?
The thing that I'm not going to take the vaccine, naturally, but I am concerned. What could you take or do if they beat down your door and jab you when you refuse to do it?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that's a lot of people have that question. I don't speak for anybody, but I can speak for what I truly believe. As a evangelist and minister of the gospel, I will tell you that's where the warfare comes in for me, and I do a daily prayer. And I believe we have angels that are unemployed. I truly do. Hebrews 1:14. We can send angels to smash their heads in. And I think we're going to start seeing some supernatural living, Ed. What do you think about that? I think we're going to have to because, you know, behold, I give you power and authority, and greater things will you do because I go to the Father now, and now you have that book of Acts, upper room, Holy Ghost fire. I mean, come on. We ought to be kicking butt and taking names in the spirit realm, don't you think? We're not fighting flesh and blood, but against these principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. That's the Bible. That's Ephesians 6.
That's our only hope.
Well, it is. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we shouldn't do our own due diligence and we shouldn't keep our temples healthy. We should try to get some exercise. We should all try to get out. And I mean, I myself with my schedule, it's very hard to try to maintain any kind of a consistent walking regimen. But I'll tell you what, it is something that we all have to really start taking that to God, say, God, what would you have me do? And, you know, we're really going to have to start living supernaturally. And I'll tell you, it's fun. It is. You'll get a kick out of it because every day is not necessarily going to be a, you know, Friday high day or a fun day Sunday like good old Joel Osteen. Sorry, Chad, in Texas. But, I mean, that little demon from the pit of hell, is he even a human being? Have you seen that little demon lately? In my opinion, he looks like a demon. So nobody gets sued. You can keep your emails to yourself because he looks like the little green goblin. He looks like a little creepy. I don't know what is up with that guy. But anyway, here's the deal. We don't have time for these, you know, these Sunday fun day. Every day's a Friday. Kumbaya. Let's have a group hug. We have to start being in the army of the Lord. And we got to start stepping up our warfare. And that's these days of, well, God just wants you to come up higher. I mean, the man wrote a book called I Am, and he's not talking about the I Am that Moses met, the great I Am. I am highly favored. I am blessed. I am coming into the big money. I'm buying a new Gulfstream jet. I mean, come on, you guys. Nobody needs 46 mansions and lascivious lifestyles of the rich and famous. That's just pure greed. Would you agree with that, Ed?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, let's get real here. I mean, these guys, Jesus Christ said it himself. He said, we're not of this world. We're not taking over the seven mountains of anything. Jesus said nothing that some of these doctrines, the devils that are coming out of, we're going into the throne and we're going to this to pray and we're taking over the churches, the media, the schools, the blah, blah, fill in the blank. I mean, come on, people. This new apostolic reverend, in my opinion, I'm saying there's a lot of doctrines of devils out there, and you got to get back to the basics. Get off of these stupid TV shows with these tele-evan jellyfish. Get off these stations and start getting into the Word of God. I'm not saying you can't listen to Sirius XM 131 occasionally, or Triumph or something, or the Patriot Channel. But listen, if you're spending more time on Facebook and Twitter than you are in the Word of God, well, what does God say? He said, seek first the kingdom, and then all these other things will be added. Yeah, you like to say all these things are going to be added unto you, but you kind of forgot that first part of what is seeking God first? Well, it's putting God first. Does that mean you might have to get up a half an hour early and read the Bible? Might mean that. Does that mean you might have to get off your social media for maybe half an hour? Yes, it does. Does that mean you're going to, I'm going to fast Twitter? No, you're not. Jesus said, when you fast, fast like this. He didn't say if you fast. He said when you fast. He expected us to be doing fasting. But I can't fast. It lowers my blood sugar. Somebody said, no. You're just making excuses. Everybody can fast from the morning till supper even. Do you agree with me, Ed, or am I way off base?
I agree with you. I have trouble doing it, but I do agree and should do it, but I have trouble doing it.
Well, you better get the lead out there, Ed.
You're right. You're 100% right.
Well, you know what, Ed, though? At least you're being honest. A lot of people, they just are not honest with themselves. They don't admit that they don't really care to read the Bible. And a lot of people say, well, I don't understand it. Well, then you pray for the Holy Ghost to give you keen discernment and wisdom on it, because the Bible is so, it really is our entire Christian living manual, right from Genesis to Book of Revelation. We're living in the Book of Revelation. And so we ought to be really reading it. Don't be intimidated by it. You know, if you're interested in getting the Book of Revelation Bible study, we have the MP4s that people can listen to. And yep, there's a fee, because guess what? The workman's worthy. And we have spent, you know, nobody bats an eye paying $200 for a lawyer or a plumber to come in. But when it's a man of God, oh no, they better do it for free. Would you work at your job for free, Ed?
No.
There you go. Case settled. Ed, listen, what's going on in your state? Like, tell the folks who are tuning in anything that we need to know about, you know, where you're at, boots on the ground, sir.
Well, all they talk about on the TV, which I don't watch a lot, is get the vaccine, and yeah. And nobody that's got the vaccine is having any problems, and all the ones that are dying didn't get a vaccine, and that's all we hear is vaccine, 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 get the jab. But
wow.
I don't do it, and when I do watch the weather, I have a mute on my remote, and I can turn it off when all that baloney's on.
Well, you know what we ought to start doing? We ought to start loosing, like Paul the Apostle, the judgment and the vengeance of God on every demonic entity that is enforcing these demons on the TV, and ask God to shut their mouths, send angels in there by the, you know, Hebrews again, 1:4, 1:14. We could sever the nefarious transmission lines. We can come against all this mind-blinding, mind-binding, the programming, the witchcraft, mind control, the demonic programming. We can do these things. God said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, but every tongue that rises against us, not even technological weaponry or these demons that are sold out to Satan. And they are. They're Satanists. Isaiah 54:17. And so we should be binding up the spirits that are operating through AI, the vaccine, the nanotech, the biotech, the rise of the robo machines, the genetic engineering, all these electronic devices, you know, your mobile phone, your iPad, your tracker, your fitness tracker, this is a sci-fi. The lady said it best. You know, we can speak death to all these heinous aerosols, the 5G, the chemtrails, the we can curse at the root, all these concoctions from the pit of hell, because we, I mean, we're in a toxic soup of stuff between the 5G and the Morgellons and the nanotech, and we can lose, guys. Go read Zechariah 1:2:1. It's 1:21. We can lose angels, mighty warrior angels with big hammers to smash the supply lines of these things. We can send curses back upon every transmitter. We can ask Jesus to send the wall of fire, the Holy Spirit, Zechariah 2:5, and burn those, I call them the banners and scrolls of the enemy, carrying out targeted attacks against us. We can command division in the enemy camp. We can lose civil war. I mean, folks, it's exciting that we have the weaponry, and God said what? If he said it back then, he'll say it again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You raise up your rod of authority, Sheila. You raise up your rod of authority, Ed. What do you think about that?
We're going to have to.
Yes, sir. Well, listen, I'm going to let Todd take your information, and I want to send you a signed copy of Power Prayers, Ed.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sir. Okay, we have, let's see. Wow. Chad from Texas? Okay, let's go ahead, Chad. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, I'm back. Yeah, you talked about Joel Osteen. We don't really like him, Doug, actually. So.
Wait. You don't like Joy Boy? Really?
No. Yeah, and I wanted to correct something with you. When I talked about the Z-Pack, the reason why I did is because, you know, based on what I've learned about this virus, is that when you have a mask on and you get it, right, so it goes out into your lung tissue, so it creates a cytokine storm there, so you start to get pneumonia.
Yes, correct. And so you start to get a lot of other things in it. Yeah, you get a lot of other things, including... Yeah. Mold and
receptors.
People
right.
are just so going to start chat dropping dead of the mask. Yeah, for sure. People,
yeah,
I don't know. I'm getting a really weird delay. Sorry. I think it's your phone, Chad. We're going to put you on mute for a sec. Sorry about that. I'm getting a really weird, I'm hearing myself talk now. Do we still have William in Wisconsin on the line, producer? Mr. Producer? We do not. Okay. Folks, come on. If you want, anything, if you want to learn anything about prayer, I mean, you've got me for another 15 minutes. Come on, I want to see some phones light up. You got the weekend vigilante, and it's not even the weekend. So, I mean, come on, guys. I would love to send a few more people. So let's say, Todd, the next three callers, let's go boom, 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 and let's get some book packages out. I'll give you all three books, Technogeddon, Green Gospel. Wow. Oh, is that ever timely with the climate lockdowns coming, folks? I mean, this is serious. You think the COVID lockdowns are bad? A breaking story. Go to climatedepot.com. That's what's in store for us if AOC and these other demoncrats pass a radical climate plan, the Green New Deal. Really, really, AOC? Go back to mixing drinks, lady. Listen, the intrepid Mark Morano, author of the best-selling Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change, broke down this in his book, and he's got a new one called, I think it just came out in January, called The Green New Fraud. There's copious evidence, folks. There's copious evidence that we do not have these, and I'm rolling my eyes. Oh, the science is settled, Al Gore says. The climate consensus. The debate is over. The debate is not over. There's never been a debate because these hacks won't debate. I wonder why none of these doctors, they get on Jimmy Kimmel and they run down Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. Funny how it's crickets chirping. They won't debate her. Isn't that funny? How they'd never want to debate. I said, debate me, Al Gore. No, it's crickets. The science is settled. The debate is over. That's what he says all the time. Listen, Jimmy Kimmel, the debate is over. The science is settled. Wow, really, really, really algorithm. Yeah, the one that invented the internet. Climate change, folks, they used to call it global warming. Then it was climate weirding. Now it's climate change. Now we're in a climate catastrophe. We're a climate crisis. I mean, every prediction these hacks make. Paul Ehrlich said, what did Paul Ehrlich say? He wrote in Population Bomb. That is a scary sci-fi. You want to talk about sci-fis. Paul Ehrlich wrote in his book, Population Bomb, that they ought to put, and oh, by the way, he came out and wrote another book with old eco-science there, Mr. John Holdren. Remember Science Czar of Obama, John P. Holdren, Mr. Eco-Science? Well, they teamed up on another book, and they said we should put, let me think here. Boy, oh boy, it sounds familiar. Yeah, Bill Gates, maybe. We should put sterilants in the drinking water. That is no forced abortions. You have to have a license to be a parent. They were going to have a one-child policy. Go read the book Eco-Science and Population Bomb if you really don't want to sleep for a week. The Green New Deal, guys, when you hear that, it is absolute. I think it's on a collision course with total self-government, total control. It's all about control of our fundamental rights. And climate change is never, the issue has never been the issue. It's not about solving the climate crisis, because guess what? We used to call it weather. God-given necessary byproduct for human life. What did Barry Satoru Obama do in the 2007 EPA, the Environmental Protection Act? What did he do? He classified what you exhale as a deadly poison. Well, listen, my bike has rust on it. I could go in the EPA and just classify oxygen as a deadly pollutant too, couldn't I? So what you breathe out, again, that necessary byproduct for human life, that deadly pollutant, as Obama called it, and the EPA put it in there, that, folks, is truly frightening that he was able to do that. So now everything is anthropogenic, a.k.a. human-caused global warming, human-caused climate change. And now it's, oh, we're in a climate crisis. Listen, it's called weather. Oh, but Sheila, you don't understand. Look at the fires. Look at the floods. Look at nature hike through the Book of Revelation. Listen, there's arsonists that they've now found that have been lighting those fires. Here in BC, like around the interior BC, just outside Vancouver, Canada, they're finding arsonists. It's poor forest management policies and a whole other bunch of things, folks. The weather was hotter in 1930s. The Dust Bowl, you can ask some of the old veterans about that. The Green New Deal is right straight out of the bowels of hell. And don't let anybody, I mean, they're running around saving the planet. These little dummies, like the Leonardo DiCaprio came up to Calgary, Alberta and said, called a Chinook, a deadly, you know, oh my gosh, Canada's going to be underwater. We're all going to be underwater. They said Miami is going to be underwater 10 years ago. New York was supposed to be underwater. Al Gore said, wow, I'm making a prediction. We notice how all these predictions always come true, don't they? They said in Population Bomb there'd be too many people and it would outlive the food supply. Go read these books, folks. Do a little research. So you got the floods, the fires, the droughts, the heat wave continues, and PR said today, this is really frightening. I mean, come on, we're still battling the coronavirus tyrants, and now come the march of the climate authoritarians. More than something, I think there was a headline up this morning, it said more than 300 climate scientists, and that's, again, eye roll on the scientists because, you know, they always have a consensus. 1 out of 10 scientists believe that this report is believable. 1 out of 10 scientists say they don't agree on anything. I mean, come on, guys. These are all doctored, these phony computer models. Michael E. Mann invented an algorithm so skewed, I cover this in Green Gospel, that 99% of the data you put in any numbers and it would produce a hockey stick with the end producing straight upward to show us that, oh my God, the sea levels are rising 28 feet by next Tuesday. I mean, come on, guys. In 10,000 years, the oceans might rise 1 inch. But Al Gore, funny thing, San Francisco Bay bought a gazillion dollar mansion oceanfront mansion when he said the sea levels will rise and the ocean levels are going to rise. Give me a break. These are a bunch of hypocrites. I told you Hummer Drive and Arnie went through In-N-Out. We caught him on camera in California in 2019 eating a big old sloppy full-on cheeseburger. This was no Cory Booker bug plant-based Beyond Meat. Yeah, that's Beyond Meat, all right. That's beyond belief that people even eat that crap. Listen, a good fat ribeye with bone in is good for you. It's got really good nutrients that you can't get. I'm not saying a plant-based diet isn't good, but not for this meat-eating girl. So they are coming with the clockdowns, guys. So clockdowns, lockdowns, shakedowns, takedowns. I mean, we are truly, as the lady said in the beginning, we're living in, what is it? I mean, Al Gore, I just said him, he's the high priest for the eco-friendly, carbon-neutral, pagan death cult. So it's not a deal, folks. And again, I really would like to find out more of the top story today. Mike Lindell predicts Harris, legs up Harris, you're out. Grandpa brain freeze Biden, the turnip brain that he is, he's going to be resigning after Mike Lindell exposes new evidence. And guess what? This is up at the Washington Compost. Whoever would have thought? It must be some kind of a different, it must be like just somebody submitting an editorial. But Mike Lindell predicts these two fools may resign after he discloses new evidence of election tampering. That's the MyPillow CEO. You guys know Michael Lindell. That's what he said yesterday, that they're out. And I mean, wishful thinking, right? So he was speaking to Bannon, Trump's former strategist, and he said, listen, these two are out. And then, of course, Chuck Todd came out. Mike Lindell said the word resign. That's a pretty big thing to say. And by the way, interesting little fun fact, he revealed that his latest findings on election fraud after a cyber symposium was scheduled in South Dakota. Guys, get out to that. Okay, well, guys, that's the end of the program. It was fun. Make sure that you guys pick up a couple of copies of Power of Prayers, Warfare at Work. It was very fun. I had a blast. We'll see you real soon, guys. God bless you all.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.